Simon & Schuster Audio presents Kill the Father by Sandrone Dazieri. Read by Cassandra Campbell.
For Olga, who held out. 1. Before. The world is a curving wall of gray cement. The world has muffled sounds and echoes. The world is a circle 2 times the length of his outstretched arms. The first thing the boy learned in that circular world were his new names. He has 2. Son is the name he prefers. He has a right to it when he does the right things, when he obeys, when his thoughts are clear and quick. Otherwise, his name is Beast. When he's called Beast, the boy is punished. When he's called Beast, the boy goes cold and hungry. When he's called Beast, the circular world stinks. If Son doesn't want to become Beast, he has to remember the right place for the things he's been given and take good care of them. The bucket for his excrement and urine must always be hanging from the beam, ready to be emptied. The pitcher for the water must always stand at the center of the table. The bed must always be clean and tidy, with the covers nicely tucked in. The tray for his meals must always sit next to the hatch. The hatch is the center of the circular world. The boy fears it and venerates it as a capricious deity. The hatch can open suddenly or remain shut for days at a time. The hatch can give him food, clean clothing, books and pencils, or it can dispense punishment. Mistakes are always punished. For minor errors, the punishment is hunger. For bigger mistakes, there is atrocious heat or cold. One time he was so hot that he simply stopped sweating. He fell to the cement, convinced he was about to die. He was pardoned with a stream of cold water. He was Son once again. Now he could drink again and clean the bucket, abuzz with flies. Punishment is hard in the circular world, implacable and precise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?